What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast for your favorite team in the Bay Area. I did it without notes this time. I'm very proud of myself.
You just had to ask beforehand.
don't pull it. Don't show them the Wizard of Oz situation. I'm on my little bicycle right now. Just like pulling levers and shit like that. It's also Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
I've been drinking wine all weekend.
Good. I don't like wine. Famously do not like wine. So
beer just has too many calories. Also, other substances were had.
Oh.
You say that on YouTube? We can say anything on YouTube. They caused an insurrection.
As long as you don't show your nipple, you'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. Nudity. What? If, yeah. Oh, darn. What we're going to do today, guys, is the main roster was announced. So we're going to break down the main roster, see what the opening night lineup is, maybe make some predictions for what the lines will be on Saturday. Come back tomorrow because we'll be doing a mailbag and we'll have more stuff later in the week. But for today, let's get to the main roster. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me as always is JD, the ECHL to my AHL.
Oh, actually the Solar Bears is like one of the coolest logos ever. I need a shirt.
Orlando?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need our Florida Panthers guy to hook us up with some.
It's true. Like, so. It's true. Let's get some Solar Bears merch out here. Let's get to the main roster though, JD.
Your Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.
Do you think we should change the music?
No, I like the music.
New era, but we're not breaking news. We're not changing our name on Twitter.
No.
The brand has become too sentient. It's like Skynet now. It's become too strong. It's become too powerful. We can't move away from the content, boys. So the era of Locked on Blank, which funny, if you look at all the other Locked on accounts on hockey, they followed our lead and started changing it to different things. Trendsetters. Mm-hmm. But we're going to stay as the Contoint Boys. Contoint? The Content Boys for the time being, because the brand has become too powerful. We're beholden to the brand at this point. We did get an email about potatoes, though. We'll cover that at the end. We got two emails, actually.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, another guy defended our In-N-Out take. We need to send those emails to each other. The guy that likes In-N-Out fries and the guy that hates In-N-Out fries, and have them fight in our email. It'll be funny. Anyway,
yes.
Sharks, today was main roster day. So everybody in the league had to send guys to the AHL, cut them, release them from PTOs, whatever you had to do to get to the 23-man limit. So it's going to be a little boring if you've already heard this, but here I'm just going to read off the names. The forwards are Balcers, Barabanov, Bonino, Cogliano, Couture, Dahlin, Eklund. Praise be, our Lord and Savior. Hurdle, LeBanc, Meyer, Nieto, Patterson, the Lord. Defense, Burns, Ferraro, Hataka, Carlson, Middleton, Šimek, Vlasic, and the goalies are obviously Sausage Daddy and Aiden Hill.
Sausage Daddy. Also injured reserve, Jeffrey Veal.
Yes, so they put Veal because he fought in the first 30 seconds of that one preseason game and hurt his hand. So they're putting him on IR. So technically this roster is only 22 guys, which means that when Jonah Gajojevic shows up, they can just add him to the main roster and he would make 23 guys. Now, caveat, Knyazhov is also, I believe, on IR.
Not on IR. He failed his physical, I think, is a designation that he gave him. So he's still considered, like, he's not on the roster at the moment.
He's not on the roster, but he's going to be going to the IR. They're doing fancy accounting with Knyazhov. The other one is that Evander Kane is technically a non-roster player. What that means is that his cap hit still counts, and he's still part of the team. Like, nobody can go and, like, sign him or anything like that. He's still part of the San Jose. But he doesn't take up a roster spot, so they can fill that. So in theory, if you think about it, Jonah Gajojevic is going to show up, step into that 23rd person role, and take Kane's spot. Kane's salary, $7 million, counts against the cap, and Jonah Gajojevic's ELC is like $950 or $750, whatever he makes.
Yeah.
That also counts against the cap. So you don't get cap relief when you're a non-roster player. You just get the spot relief. Bob said today He has no comment because he doesn't know what's going on. End of story. And that's what we know.
Yeah, there was reports that they're still working on it, and there's no kind of timeline for when we and the Sharks should know what's going to happen with Kane. So we will continue our no comment on the Kane situation until we know more anything about what to talk about with him.
Yeah, so we're not lawyers. We're not law talking guys.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Are you okay? As the person, get out of your other Sharks podcast, beat writers. Go, dude. Just take a backseat to JD Young right now. How good does it feel to see E5 on the roster?
As Jimmy Garoppolo once said, it feels great, baby. Yes, it's, I know, I think we called it like a 10% chance after he got drafted of him being on the roster. But yeah,
boy, were we stupid. We should go back and find it on Twitter and be like, and then what happened, idiot?
Yeah,
we'll do that later.
Yeah, or I should find the clip or something like that. But it feels really great to be like somebody that we have been on the, you know, like, this is the guy. And to just show up the first day and be like, yeah, I'm making this team, and to actually do it. You know, it's crazy.
It wasn't a pity make either. That's the thing. It's not like they have nobody else or something. It's not like the Daniil you're taking years or Leon Bergman where they're like, I guess you're still on the team. Eklund was legitimately one of the best players on the ice every night, because he's so good at hockey already.
And we talked about even after the draft where it was like, well, there's always somebody who makes the team, right? And there's three players. So Eklund, McTavish, and Sillinger all made NHL squads right out of this draft. And Eklund makes me feel really old because he was born 2002. And so I was like a senior in high school when he was born. So great. I feel old.
Yeah, McTavish and Sillinger are born in 2003, which makes you feel even better. In 2002, October 2002 is when Eklund was born. I was starting grade eight. I would have been a month into grade eight.
Yeah.
Is what's going on there. But now I talk about him professionally. We can call ourselves professionals.
We get paid. You're professionals.
We do get paid. The other not surprising. I don't know if it's surprising. Middleton made the team.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
Now, Middleton, he might be holding down this place for a little while, but I wouldn't bet that he's in there for a long time.
You could probably find odds on betonline.ag, don't you think?
Probably.
And the reason is because they're back and they're better than ever. Hockey starting up in one day. Tonight, football's back, baseball's in the playoffs. As always, you can bet online as your number one spot for all the pro, college, sports action that you want to bet on this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props. You think there's a Middleton prop over under games played? I hope not, but I would like to bet on it.
Eklund's on there officially.
William Eklund, I think he's like plus 4,000 or something like that last time we checked.
Yep.
BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything sports gambling. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. Football, basketball, boxing, your favorite Vegas casino games, hockey, UFC, golf probably, curling maybe, NASCAR. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. Bet online, where the game starts. Hi, friends. Does this sound familiar? You got one device that lets you catch the game live, probably your phone, your TV. Another lets you stream your favorite shows, probably your opposite phone or TV. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff, Disney Plus, Netflix. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part? There's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's directtv.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package.
So, yeah, I think with the defense, Hedeka has to play. I thought he's shown a lot more. He has some...
And he's young, right? That's the thing. Young, like, yeah, Middleton's just a human that occupies a spot. You can leave him in the press box to eat hot dogs.
Yeah,
there's no development to be had.
Nope. You know what you're getting with Middleton. He's if Hedeka or Šimić or whomever gets hurt, you can slide him in there, give him his 7 minutes a night and play Brent Burns and Ferraro and Carlson until the wheels fall off, because that's what the Sharks have been doing the past few years. So
Brent Burns playing 25 minutes a night in the preseason. Gotta love the action. Feel the excitement.
You gotta ramp up. Gotta ramp up.
Anytime you can play a 36-year-old defenseman 25 minutes a night, you gotta do it.
You gotta do it. So you think, does Brent Burns lead time on ice this year?
No, I think Erik Karlsson does, because I think his Ragnarok haircut is going to lead him to a resurgent season, and they're not going to be able to withhold his powers. And also, Brent Burns is old as hell.
One, ouch. Two, I can't argue with that logic. So
yeah, exactly. So let's talk lines that we think, because the rest of the lineups is everybody we've pretty much said. There is six Sharks rookies by NHL standards. There's Eklund, Weatherby, Dahlin, Patterson, Hitaka, and Middleton are technically all NHL rookies. And then Gajojevic would make seven.
Yeah. Barabanov in his grizzled nine games.
Rudy's only played like 45 or something like that. It's a team of contrasts. It's a dichotomy. It's really old guys, really young guys. But goalies, I think we're lining up for Aiden Hill to be the starter.
Yes.
Pretty obvious, I think, at this point.
I think so. The way, especially having a shutout, I know it was preseason, but having a shutout, I think he looked really, really solid.
Keep the vibes going.
Yeah, gotta keep the good vibes going. So, and again, it's one of those like James Reimer, you know what you're getting with him type of things. And you spent a second round pick on Aiden Hill.
I think with Reimer too, his role probably in discussions was always going to be more of a tandem, but more to the backup side of that tandem.
Yeah.
I don't think he was coming into San Jose and had any illusions of being a 60 plus starting guy. So that's probably why one of the reasons they signed Reimer, not also because he was here already, which is great. So they know him, but yeah, probably understands his role a little bit better being an older guy. So yeah, Aiden Hill's probably going to start defense. We're talking Saturday against the mighty Jets and Sharks. Should we all snap our fingers now? God. My favorite one of those dumb jokes is Pens versus Caps, and somebody puts a picture of a pen and a cap, the Caps.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. I like it. That one's okay. That one still gets me. The Jets and the Sharks one's so played out. Tune in on Saturday to see us tweet Jets and Sharks West Side Story jokes all night, because we will. Did you know West Side Story is being remade and it's coming out in December?
I think I did hear that. So
Steven Spielberg, nobody was asking for this.
Nobody was asking.
I love movies a lot.
I do too. But yeah, and also the Gritty Wonka remake too that we're getting.
Oh, I'm so into that. Wonka Who Fox. Oh yeah, I'm so excited. There's a lot of good movies coming out. But defense. So I think we're gonna get Ferraro Burns.
Yes.
Who is Erik Karlsson's partner? On opening night,
I'm gonna go with Hedeka. I think he
over Vlasic.
Yeah, I think Vlasic. We know what Vlasic is. He is your
Vlasic third pair.
Yeah, the Vlasic Šimić third pair. So yeah, because Karlsson played with Hedeka during the preseason. I think he's been kind of that guy with him. So I think that's what we're gonna get.
I hope it's Hedeka. I don't want to see if Vlasic can give the Sharks like 12 minutes a night. That's not a complete train wreck. I think that's what they're in the zone. I think we were saying this at the end of last year.
He plays 18 minutes and only 12 of them are
good. you gotta cut those 6 minutes out. But if Ferraro can step up and take more time, more minutes away, like obviously that he's been doing. And when Knijov gets back and can play with Karlsson, that really frees up that both those bottom three guys. And if Hedeka gets off to a fast start, why don't have to send him back?
Yeah.
Just put Šimić in the press box, or put Vlasic in the press box. We might be at that time. We'll see. It'll be interesting how Vlasic responds after a couple down years and see if he's got anything left in the tank. But I hope that they do put Hataka with Carlson so that Vlasic and Šimek can play sheltered minutes and small amount of minutes and not have to like eat a big chunk of it. And that, because that's how the Sharks are going to win. They're not going to win with Vlasic playing 22 minutes a night.
Yeah, correct.
Literally the 0% chance.
Those days are long gone. So.
Oh my God. Yeah. And yeah, no, there's no chance. So I guess for the time being, Middleton will be taking a seat in the press box.
Yeah, I could see, like, especially on the Canada Eastern trip, I could see Middleton maybe getting a game or two here. But yeah, I think, to. I mean, you're already going really young with the other guys. Why not just go young with
I go exactly right. So Middleton will be in the press box. What if he needed a new seat for his car?
Middleton may want to check out rockauto.com to get himself a nice fancy seat. I'm sure they've got him covered there. Great thing about rockauto.com is an easy website for you to go online and search for auto parts for your car. It doesn't matter what type of car you have. So you have a cool fancy car or your daily driver, they've got everything you need. They've got everything for do-it-yourselfers, or if you're, you know, kind of a car business guy, they got you covered too. You can save money by saving up to 30, 50, even 100% on parts than you would from going to a chain store or a car dealership. For example, Honda Odyssey fuel pump, $353 from a chain store, $216 from rockauto.com. They've got everything you need from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. And go on their website today. Let them know that we sent you by writing in Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box. That way they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliable prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
Somebody who won't be needing a new seat, that's William Eklund.
No, just
he
did it.
They're going to roll. We did it, Joe. that meme is never going to get old. It's so funny and so stupid and so contrived. We did it, William. What we did do is save the franchise. Never
forget.
When the Sharks win the cup with William Eklund at the helm, never forget what we contributed.
Do our names get on there? Like, as
I think so.
Yeah.
As like founders, you know, or builders?
Yeah.
Do you think they would put us individually, or do you think they would put Content Boys?
I actually kind of want Content Boys better for
bracket our names.
Yeah.
Imagine Content Boys written on the Stanley Cup. That'd be sick.
Oh,
imagine they hung a banner for us. That'd be amazing.
Oh.
Okay, front office people. I know you're here.
Someone's gonna Photoshop that for us, so please.
Hopefully. Make it a good Photoshop. Our brand has been elevated.
We're
better than your shitty Photoshops now, yeah. Guys. I'm talking to you, listeners. Viewers. Eklund is gonna be playing with Hurdle, right? I don't see why they would break up the top six that they've been rocking with. So I'm assuming it's gonna be Dahlin, Couture, Meyer.
Yep.
Eklund, Hurdle. Rudy!
Oh, love it.
Barabanov got left in the dust.
The Content Boys line there.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. For 3 more months. And then Hurdle will be gone. I think I don't know how you get around that unless you drop Rudy off that line and put LeBanc in the top six. But we haven't seen LeBanc play in the top six yet. Dude's been a ghost. So I don't see how you get away from that top six. That's a skilled top six. That's a top six to write home to. That you go home and tell your mom about that. You get home from a long day at work. Steph's there and she's like, "How was work, John?" She calls you John in my universe. And you were like, "Oh, it was a little rough, but you know what? Eklund, Hurdle, and Rudy are on a line together, and it makes things."
I get
right
to watch. Yes, I get to watch Eklund, Hurdle, and Rudy. Yeah,
that's crack good. Open a beer and just think about it, all that's right in the world.
Yes. This so leaves I feel like the third line, though. This is the line that's going to be. The
yeah. Game. So the bottom six. So we know that Bonino's going to be 3C.
Yes.
Breeze. And Jasper's going to be 4C.
Yes.
Okay. Now we need four wingers.
LeBanc
Cogliano's going to be on the fourth line. We know that. What are the other three spots doing? LeBanc is going to be on the third line. Right. I forgot about him already. LeBanc's on the third line. Okay. So now we have Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Nieto.
Yep.
And who else?
Barabanov.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like I'm missing somebody. Nieto.
I said Nieto.
Okay. Yeah. So I think you're going to see probably rotating in and out, especially the game. I think Barabanov gets.
I think he gets the snips first, right?
Ball was not impressed.
Yeah,
he's not just impressed. Okay.
Yeah, hasn't kind of been a little beat up this preseason. So,
Lane's been getting some run.
He has been getting a real run. He's been getting power play run too.
Yeah. So I think we get a third line of Patterson, Bonino, LeBanc, and then a fourth line of Cogliano, Weatherby,
Nieto.
No. Third line, Nieto, Bonino, LeBanc. Fourth line, Cogliano, Jasper, Lane.
I feel like the Weatherby, Cogliano, Nieto line has been a thing for a while. And especially if you have a rookie center, maybe having two defensive oriented wingers wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
I think Lane's offensive skill probably is higher than Nieto. So putting him on the third line with LeBanc and Bonino probably balances it out more.
Yeah, because Bonino, you know, is going to be he's going to be like, he's always going to be like doing the right thing defensively, right? And then I think that's going to allow the wingers like LeBanc, who's we've argued on this podcast way too many times about, where his defensive numbers are okay, but you don't really, like, sometimes he just makes that really bad play. So hopefully having a more defensive oriented center like Bonino around there, that'll help balance it out. And you've seen LeBanc in the preseason have some good defensive plays where he's been, you know, blocking shots and kind of in the zone, like, in, you know, doing that type of stuff in the defensive zone. But we haven't seen that for long stretches from LeBanc. So, and I think having Lane with a very experienced center like Bonino is going to be good for his development too, where Bonino can kind of help cover those mistakes and then let the other two guys kind of be a little bit more offensive oriented. So,
yeah, I think that's a good way to do it. And if Barabanov does get into the lineup, Pettersson's probably going to be the one.
Pettersson or Nieto, I think, would be the two.
I think on opening night, you're probably going to want to go with more veteran guys, right?
Yeah.
You know, especially with Weatherby, Eklund, Dahlin, Hataka already in the lineup. I don't see how they would do Barabanov, Pettersson unless they want all the skill in the world.
Which, I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world.
No, I'm not complaining. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of from their perspective. It's probably going to be Nieto in there over Pettersson, right?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, if they want to try to trot some more skill out there, and, you know, Nieto did miss a lot of games last year too. So if he gets banged up or something like that, then, you know, this is a good problem the Sharks haven't had in a while of, like, wow, they actually have competent NHL forwards that they're trying to roll in. And it's not just, you know, a bunch
exactly.
You know, like, I mean, look at the Barracuda's top line is, you know, that was their third line last year, basically. So,
Leonard, Gambrell, Gregor.
Yeah.
Oh, poor JL. Get JL back here.
That was their, that was literally their third line last year at one point. So, like, yeah, that's.
God damn. We've come a long way.
We've saved the
franchise and we did it right. We will obviously get into how this lineup is going to stack up against Winnipeg on Friday's show, because they are playing on Saturday. We'll be back with a mailbag. We'll be back with something else this week. If you would like to talk to us before then, Locked on Sharks on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, also Locked on Sharks. JD puts up all our stuff there. So if that's how you interact away on there. YouTube, if you're watching this, commendations. Yeah, you can see us. A Peloton.
Yeah. My wife's kitchen.
TV.
Yeah.
Radiator. Obviously, subscribe to YouTube if that's what you want to do. If you just stumbled upon us, thank you for sticking it out this long. If you'd like to email us, please don't. Even though we're getting emails now, we have some emails. We have some emails.
Oh, you want your potato email?
I got them. Don't worry.
Okay.
Justin. Also, he addressed this as evening boys. I don't like that, with an S. Justin, if you listen to this, which he does, obviously, it's content boys. Remember that.
With a Z or Z, if you're Kyle.
Exactly. Said a bunch of stuff. Said we're fun, all that. Not a potato farmer, but agricultural biologist, which probably better than a potato farmer. No one was born about the molecular structure. So a Yukon Gold and a Russet are both cultivars of the species Solanum tuberosum, a.k.a. the potato. Didn't fact check this, so if this is wrong, don't yell at us.
But that doesn't explain what the difference, like, what makes it anyway.
Yeah, Justin. I would like another email explaining the difference between them. Like, why, like, there's a Gala apple and a Macintosh apple. We have any apple farmers? Farmers? Cultivators? Herders?
An apple herder?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Do you know what apple is? Do you know what apple is in French? Pomme. Do you know what potato is in French?
What?
Pomme de terre, which means apples of the earth.
Like it.
Anyway, talks about thing. And the song at the end of the podcast is Idlewild by the Honeywilders. They're on Spotify. We used to have the intro, but then corporate Kane showed up and gave us tombstones and told us guys to change the beginning. So that was that. There was another email, though. I read it. I was pretty drunk. From Darren. He said, In-N-Out offers an excellent burger for its price point, but the other individual who emailed you is incorrect. Yes. The French fries are below industry standard. This man knows what he's talking about. They are limp and lack the requisite amount of salt in order for a delicious French fry. This man's not wrong. Darren knows his shit. That being said, you can order their fries, quote unquote, well done, in which they double fry them and thus change from the limp potato phalli we usually receive to the glorious crispy spud stiffy that we deserve. Make sure to grab some salt packets on the way out. He said also William Eklund is my dad. It's kind of weird. Justin also said, in Eklund we trust. Yes. And then talked about various states of erection. But anyway, those are the emails we get.
Love it.
I don't know. Do that information what you want. JD's at my fry hole.
Kyle's at Kyle Demetrius.
Spud Stiffy is the thing I'm going to say.
I like Spud Stiffies. That is a great one.
We'll be back tomorrow, guys, with the mailbag. See ya.
Get fries from the fry store.
Bye, friends.